Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Today we're diving into something that can be tough, but trust me, it's also incredibly liberating. Embracing imperfection and letting go. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this imaginary perfect version of yourself? You know, the one with the flawless resume, the picture-perfect life, the never-ending stream of wins. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that bombards us with images of ideal and achievable, making it easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves and feeling inadequate. But here's the thing. Perfection is an illusion. It doesn't exist. And chasing it is exhausting. So, how do we stop striving for this impossible standard? How do we find peace and contentment in a world that constantly tells us we need to be more? Well, today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you embrace imperfection and let go of the need to be perfect. First up, recognize that perfection is subjective. What's considered perfect by one person might be completely different for someone else. Think about it, there are countless beauty standards, career paths, and even ways to raise kids. There's no single definition of what's right or wrong, good or bad. This means that the pursuit of perfection is a deeply personal journey, and ultimately, it's about finding what feels authentic and fulfilling for you, not conforming to someone else's idea of ideal. Second, understand that imperfections are what make us human. Those flaws, mistakes, and imperfections, they're part of what makes us unique and interesting. They tell our stories, shape our experiences, and teach us valuable lessons along the way. Instead of trying to hide them or pretend they don't exist, let's learn to embrace them as part of the tapestry of who we are. Third, practice self-compassion. This is crucial. Be kind and forgiving to yourself, just like you would be to a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Four, focus on progress, not perfection. Remember, it's about the journey, not just the destination. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and be proud of how far you've come. Sometimes, the most rewarding achievements are those that involve overcoming challenges and learning along the way. And finally, fifth, let go of control. This one can be tough, but it's essential for finding peace and contentment. We can't control everything that happens in life, and trying to do so only leads to stress and disappointment. Instead, focus on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Let go of the need to micromanage every detail and trust that things will unfold as they should. So how does all this play out in real life? Picture this. You giving a presentation at work, and despite your best preparation, you stumble over your words, sweat a little, and feel your heart racing. The room seems to be staring at you, judging your every flaw. Ever been there? Now, instead of letting that moment derail your entire day or worse, spiral into negative self-talk, what if you could reframe it? What if you acknowledged the stumble, took a deep breath, and said something like, "Well, that was unexpected, but I'm still here and ready to share this information with you." You've just embraced imperfection, let go of control, and demonstrated resilience. Remember, folks, finding peace isn't about eliminating every obstacle or striving for flawlessness. It's about accepting yourself, imperfections and all, and moving forward with courage and grace. We're all works in progress, learning and growing every day. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of How to Be Stoic, and let me know what resonated with you most in today's show. Share it on social media, tag us, and join the conversation. We're all in this together, striving for strength, wisdom, and courage, one imperfect day at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.